We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Popcorn
rip. On three. One, two, three. This is Wichita Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, rolling into hour number two. We're a little behind on the Cindio Twitter question, so why don't we start with that before we get to the continuation of the Retribution Tour, as I'm calling it, but we'll explain that in just a moment.
All right. Mentioned this in the first hour fairly early, and we got a little behind, so we had to push this edition of the Cindio Twitter question to now. But here it is. How do you feel about all the sports happening virtually at the same time? Clicker getting a workout. Enjoy it while it lasts. It's almost too much, or tell that to football. How do you feel about all the sports happening at virtually the same time? And that was on the heels of the Mid-America Conference canceling all fall sports. Rumors abound about the Power Five conferences not going to have fall sports either. And football is really what we're talking about here. But, you know, how do you feel about a bunch of sports all at the same time? It kind of hit me yesterday while I was watching golf. I'm like, all right, Royals are going for a sweep. NASCAR ran two races in 2 days in Michigan. That was on. Not that it's a really big deal because we don't talk a ton about it, but it was still a thing. NBA team still trying to vie for postseason consideration down the bubble. That was going on. By the way, I didn't realize Charlie Blackman was trying to hit 500 this year.
But, dude, man, you talk about this guy is so locked in right now.
Yes,
freakish, freakish.
So
458.
If you wanted to try to zone in on one particular sport, you were gonna miss out on, or at least in some part, miss out on something else. And the PGA Championship had its final round go down to, and talk about the time getting away from you. I mean, it was like 7 o'clock at night before you realized that if you were engrossed in that too. But so how do you feel about all sports happening at virtually the same time? 59.5% said enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah.
17.5% said tell that to football, and tied for third between it's almost too much and my clicker's getting a workout. So
Shane, that's a great question, excuse me, and particularly timely in that there are now reports that the NFL is actively looking at scheduling possibilities to cover the absence of college football, which is another bit of information. Do with it as you please, but it's another bit of information that at least the NFL is moving forward with their plans, and B, are at least looking into the possibility of trying to fill some things, you know, change some of their schedules perhaps to fill football with the absence of college football potentially. So just another little piece of the puzzle that that are coming at us. Here's the one thing that is, to the point of your question, there is so much going on, not only in terms of sports that is happening right now, but what is happening relative to sports continuing. And that's the thing that was overwhelming during the weekend. You don't turn away from your phone or wherever you're getting your alerts, because things are changing every hour. I mean, it's remarkable. I mean, all of a sudden, the Mac is closing things down. You know, there's this story here. There's this story here. This is it's unbelievable. And by the way, you're still watching a game or two games, or you're watching hockey and basketball at the same time. In my case, two overtime games that I was covering and paying attention to, and one in Orlando and one in Edmonton. I mean, I was spread nine ways to heck and back this weekend, and yet that was only with stuff that was going on. That doesn't even count the things that the information that we were getting about relative to what is going to happen with sports. So it is just a crazy, crazy time right now.
And among the myriad of questions with no answers right now, that would be yet another one. If the NFL or college football, I won't totally close the door on college football. Let's say college football and the NFL happens too. That'll be another series of months where we're all going to have to pick and choose what we consume and where it is. I mean, we're going to have, like you said, your phone and a tablet and a TV. And if you want to be, and this is first world problems here that we're talking about, but if you want to try to keep up with some of your favorite things and they're across multiple sports platforms, you have to make decisions. And isn't that a good problem to have if we can pull it off?
Yes.
Now, one thing that hasn't been a good part of Major League Baseball is we've had postponements now for 17 consecutive days.
Right.
Non-related, non-weather related.
Cardinals just can't get healthy, can they?
Nope. Now they're the new Marlins. They're postponed through at least Wednesday. The previous long was 6 days of consecutive postponements. And, of course, some of those were weather related. That was 13 years ago. There have been 35 COVID-related postponements this year, 5 due to weather, 40 overall. I wonder, and we've talked about this before, it seems like the Marlins are, well, I don't know if you ever turned a corner, but at least they're back on the field, and will the Cardinals be so as well? And John Mozeliak, I'm sure, is having to talk a lot more than he's comfortable or ever has had to before. But he was kind of driving home the seriousness point of COVID-19 and postponements as it relates to his team. But then there's the case of Zach Plesac from the Cleveland Indians. Caught, in essence, right, going out in Chicago with friends. That was a no-no, went against protocol. And the Indians organization sent him home. Now, I don't know if that's going to be enough punishment. That's all they do to him. But what if he contracted COVID-19 when he went out?
Right.
Could be a rhetorical question. Could be a real question if you want to weigh in. Could the Indians punish him further because of that? Would the union jump in there and make sure that they don't? But he's since apologized, but that's too little too late. Said he realized he made a poor choice, and he left the hotel breaking protocols.
I mean, come on, McFly. What the hell? It all harkens back to, can we do the right thing for our teammates? Can we be accountable to our teammates? Can we do the right thing for the course of 2 flipping months, for goodness sakes? I mean, it's not like we're asking you to put your life on hold for the next 3 years. I don't understand it. If you're going to play, if you're going to try to do this, and you're going to try to do this without the benefit of a bubble, which, by the way, knock on wood, is working very well for the NBA and the NHL, if you're not going to do it, you've got to count on your rank and file to do the heavy lifting. and to be accountable each and every day. And to your question about how much now latitude do teams have to be, you know, to levy penalties, you know, I think that they've got to have some leeway here. And I think that the players' union has probably has to probably acquiesce in this regard, only because look at what in the hell has happened with the Marlins and the Cardinals.
Well, Shane, I think that's something that should have happened a long time ago, either between Rob Manfred and the players' union or whatever. Let's build in some safeguards here and also levy some punishment in case people screw up. But I don't know that that was ever, with so much else on the table.
No, it wasn't.
I don't know if that was ever really broached.
It should have been, but it wasn't. And the fact of the matter, but now, to me, it's even more ridiculous now when you have a player doing what he did. I mean, because you've got exactly what you just said, 17 straight days of postponements. I mean, what more do you need to know?
Yeah.
I mean, really? Are you going to be so incredibly arrogant or so incredibly selfish that your attitude is, well, it won't happen to me?
I told you about that last week.
Yes.
We're not 25 anymore, and a lot of these guys are.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's not like,
I hear you.
And it, but to your point, it's not like Zach Plesac did this first, and then
Zach,
a bunch of Marlins got sick, and then a bunch of Cardinals got sick. Like,
no, right.
He had a blueprint of, you know, it can happen to you. You know, this, it happened to, and it infected two entire teams, in essence. And yet he did it anyway. So
it's awfully confounding. Selfish.
It is.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
All right, so for those that thought Houston's cheating would just get swept under the rug and forgotten about, and the 60-game season and this and that would water down the hatred of the Houston Astros, think again. At the beginning of spring training, you and I kicked around the idea, boy, the Astros are big fans of COVID-19, with tongue-in-cheek. You know, we're not talking about the Astros anymore. We're talking about if there's even going to be a baseball season. Well, fans in Oakland, for all the things that Oakland isn't, the fans found a way to make sure that the Houston Astros are not getting away with cheating a couple of years ago scot-free this year. They set up a GoFundMe to fly a banner over the Coliseum that said just plainly Houston asterisk as a reference to 2017.
High fives, man.
They wanted
just
to raise
high fives all around.
They wanted to raise $1,200. They raised twice that. And they flew the banner over in two games in Oakland over the weekend. And now they're hoping to raise more money so they can, quote, follow the cheaters around the country, unquote.
Well, you know.
And by the way, the A's have won 9 straight, and the Astros are 6-9.
Yeah.
It's all the Astros.
Which is beautiful, isn't it?
So all the Astros haters can quietly or publicly or whatever celebrate, because 6-9 is not much better than
some
what the
of
Royals
these
are
guys
doing.
And some of these guys are taking their chops and are wearing it and owning it and are doing a pretty good job. Others are starting to grow a little tired of it, but you know what? This is going to be 60 games or whatever they end up playing of making a point by the rest of Major League Baseball. I still contend, Shane, that the Astros are getting off relatively easy because they're not playing games in front of opposing fans.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah.
They really are. Okay, so the tower's going to get buzzed. The ribs are going to get, you know, plunked and bruised. They're going to, you know, you're going to have to take it. And we'll see how they continue to react to it. I mean, obviously, things got a little frayed yesterday.
Yeah, they cleared them.
They did, and it was a pretty good clearing.
There were people on the ground. Yep.
Yep. There was bad blood. It was bad blood yesterday, and so it got pretty active.
Well, you had some tough guy on the Astros bench.
Yes.
Kind of waving Ramon Laureano over there, and Laureano took him up on it, and before you know it, three Astros were in front of the dude that actually waved him over to come get some, which was very Astros, especially with the sports hatred that the Astros are commanding, I guess. But that
it was Alex Cintron, their
was that who it was?
Hitting
okay.
coach. Yeah, yeah. So who?
The hitting coach?
I mean, yes, it was the hitting coach. He's the one that was chirping at Laureano.
Oh my God.
And in subsequent reporting out of the Bay Area today, mom was apparently brought into the equation.
So
the line got crossed.
That's a good way to get into a fight right there.
I bet that you sure as hell is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so good God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Laureano's going to get in trouble, not only for going over toward the bench, but the social distancing thing and all kinds of stuff going to play whenever you clear him in baseball in 2020.
I tell you what, though, he balled out. And
he did.
He charged the whole damn dugout.
Yep.
I'll give the guy credit.
It wasn't, hold me back. No, I was like, no, he was going. Yep.
Good for him.
That was good
for
him. I
have no problem with that.
I hope he doesn't get sick, and I hope he didn't get hurt.
Yeah, but me too.
I mean, the A's are turning into a pretty good story. They're 12-4, and I mean, I'm not going to compare them to the Royals necessarily, but it's amazing what a nice winning streak will do for you in a 60-game season. And look at the A's. They're 5 games clear of everybody in the West because of a 9-game winning streak. I'm not saying that the Royals are going to go on one, but if they win 5 more, they'd be 12-10 and right there for at least a wild card. I know I was going to ask you. First hour kind of got away from us. Royals are off today.
Right.
And I don't know where they are geographically. I assume they're in Cincinnati by now, but maybe not. How do you handle that? Like in a non-pandemic, they would have left after the game. And maybe they did. They would have left after the game yesterday, got into Cincinnati 7 or 8 o'clock at night, and have all day today just to chill. Is that more responsible or more, I don't know what the word is, like just to have them all together and in the hotel in Cincinnati on an off day, hoping that they don't go wandering around Cincinnati? Or is it better to stay
keep
at
them
home,
at home
don't
yep, and
travel.
Then leave the next morning, right?
Yeah,
that's been happening. There are clubs that are actually traveling day of for night games, and especially if they're going east, or is it west? I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
But yeah, one way or the other. It would be going west, actually. No, that's actually happening this year. I don't know. I think it's personal preference and what teams want to do. I would think, Shane, keeping them at home is probably better than the alternative. I don't know. Maybe you fly in your pitcher, your starter, the day, certainly the day before.
Oh, I think those days are gone in 2020.
I think they probably are, but you could. Yeah, you could if you wanted to.
You put a hell of a lot of faith in the maturity of that particular pitcher if you send him by himself a day early. That used to happen all the time. I don't know about now.
I don't know. I would think my guess would be, keep them home. But I don't know. I think at least there are teams that are doing that. I know that there are teams that are traveling day of now when the traveling is advantageous for them to do it that way. Hmm. So,
yeah, I wondered about that yesterday. It's like normally you'd get out of there kind of as quick as you could, and then you'd have that much more downtime in the city that you're going to. But I'm not so sure now. At least it's a consideration to do it the other way. Like you said, personal preference, whatever you think is easier to control 30-some dudes or
right
control. I don't know what the word is, but anyway, the Royals got the off day, and they'll play Cincinnati a couple of games at Great American Ballpark starting tomorrow. And you know how much faith I had in Major League Baseball and the Royals in particular playing a full season? I stopped writing the games down on my calendar starting today on my desk calendar a month ago. So now I guess I'm going to have to write them in starting tomorrow. But I got halfway through August, and I was like, I don't know. I may be getting ahead of myself here a little bit.
So the Cardinals and the Pirates are – that was through Wednesday, is that right? So
that's
we're
right.
The Cardinals aren't playing through Wednesday at the very
that's
least.
Right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
God, how many days in a row now has it been since the Cardinals haven't – I mean, that's got to be – by the time they get to Wednesday, that's going to be like 8 days, isn't it?
Well, they've affected 15 total games
right
by my count here.
Ooh.
Or the stuff that I've been able to gather. That's now – well, by the time Wednesday rolls around, it'll be 15.
Yeah.
The Phillies have accounted for 13 and the Marlins 10. And 14 teams haven't had any postponements, including built-in off days, and the Royals finally got their first today. This is bizarro world that we're living
in,
man.
It is. It's so bizarre.
Cannot believe that we are having to consider the things we're having to consider. Sports and in real life, both.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're right.
Here we are. All right, let's get to some good news, bad news, shall we?
Let's do that.
A lot of good news in PGA Championship. That was great theater yesterday, and I'm just so thankful that it happened later in the day, or thankful that the tournament was being played on the West Coast, which made a viewing here in the Central Time Zone later in the day. And Colin Morikawa has 3 wins and 1 missed cut in his professional golf career, and he becomes one of only 3 players to win the PGA Championship at age 23. And he, about the only thing better than what Morikawa did yesterday is it would have been a 6-person playoff today, but that didn't happen. Morikawa
right
ruined that, but with his great play. So we'll have some good news, bad news in the next segment here on a Monday. It's Shane and Bruce. OTD is coming up after that. And Jad takes us to break. It's 10:23 on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.